Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 17. God the Father has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Consumer Reports is a magazine you would look at for the best of a given product and the best deal for your wallet. In today's Bible reading, Paul gives us the consumer report on Christ. He clearly explains why Christ is superior to anyone or anything else. He is God. He created all things. He is eternal without beginning or end. He is the firstborn from among the dead, never to die again. He holds everything together. Each part of these verses lays out an objective fact about why Christ is superior, and each of these truths has important significance for our daily lives. Despite the times we see sin interrupt our lives, despite the horrors of wickedness we hear about in the news, and despite the atrocities human beings commit against one another, evil and wickedness are not in control. Even though they may appear to be running the world, they are not. No matter what evil or wickedness may throw at us, there is nothing they can do to wrest control away from Christ. Nor is there anything they can do to separate us from Christ. For Christ defeated sin and death through His death on the cross and declared His victory as He rose from the dead. This is the report we have on Christ. He is supreme. No one is greater. There is no one who can take control from Him or can separate us from Him. What confidence this gives us as we continue our pilgrimage on earth. O Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords, in Your mercy You have brought me into Your kingdom. Continue to rule over me, protecting me from the evil one, until I join You in Your heavenly kingdom. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.